Thank you.
I read that you accepted this part without ever having even seen the script. Was that not a little bit risky?
Yes, it was. I suppose one could classify it as risky, but the person who convinced me was Irving Kirshner, who is, by the way, a very convincing person, so there.
So you can be convinced?
Yes, indeed, I can.
But I had read that you really feared going beneath the ocean, and for this part, you had to learn scuba diving, and you learned to love it. I mean, where did the fear, when did fear end and love come into the picture?
It happened when I reached the bottom of the ocean, and everybody laughed at me. No, actually, the way it happened was, it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery below the ocean is so beautiful, and I've often, all my life, wanted to learn how to fly in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest I think that I've ever come to it is scuba diving.
But very hard to get rid of the fears that we have, particularly the fears from childhood. You were also afraid of snakes, and you had to deal with a snake, a boa constrictor, around you.
Yes, I'm still afraid of snakes.
What was it like to have this boa constrictor all around you?
Eerie. It was very strange, because at the same time, I was Fatima Blush, who loves snakes. I mean, it was her very closest pet, but at the same time, I really abhor snakes. I can't even look at them. I really don't know how to tell you how I ended up doing this. It was just something I knew I had to do, and I took that snake and wrapped it around my neck and became Fatima. I don't know. It's something I can't explain. It's
You're an actress, and you had a part, and you had
to
deliver, and you did.
I had to do it, exactly, and so I did it.
I want the audience to see you playing this character from the criminal world, Spectre, right now in the scene from Never Say Never Again. Oh!
How reckless of me! I made you all wet.
Yes, but fine. My skin is still dry. My name's James.
Hello, James. I'm Fatima Blush.
You ski very well.
I do many things very well. Ah! Oh!
You're marvelously well equipped.
Thank you, James. So are you.
What is your reaction when you look at your work after you've done it?
I get very nervous. I don't like to see my work when I've done it.
Why not? So,
because I always see different ways in which I could have done a scene. I'm never satisfied.
Is that a hard way to be, when you're never satisfied with what you've done?
No, it's not difficult. It actually helps me. It just keeps me going, trying harder each time.
Before working as an actress, you started out as a model at a very young age. What kind of learning experience was it for you as a teenager to be modeling in a very adult world of modeling?
Ooh, it was a whole education for me. It was truly a complete education. I learned everything. I learned how to stand on my own 2 feet, first of all, and most important of all. I learned how to cope with rejection.
Never easy to learn.
Understand it, of course, but, I learned, I traveled all over the world. That was something that was a great education for me, because I learned people, experiencing them. I learned how to take responsibility for myself and what I did, and I learned discipline.